NATO-led forces have resumed almost all operations alongside their Afghan counterparts, NATO said yesterday, after commanders cut back joint missions because of a surge in insider attacks on foreign troops. NATO announced curbs on joint operations on September 18th in response to the rise in rogue attacks and anger across the Muslim world over a film deemed insulting to Islam. Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen spoke about the decision in his monthly press conference yesterday in Brussels.
We are going through a challenging period, not least due to the occurrence of insider attacks. We look at these attacks with the utmost concern. We are determined to tackle those challenges, and we are working with our Afghan partners to do so. The insurgents are trying to undermine our partnership and to drive a wedge between us. My message is very clear. We will not let them succeed, because ISAF and the Afghan security forces face the same threats, and we have the same goal, a sovereign, stable, and secure Afghanistan.
At least 52 of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force have been killed this year in attacks carried out by gunmen wearing Afghan police or an army uniform. I'm Anne Schneibel.